It looks like the AF common has been stolen, but don't worry, you'll get your dessert. The family leader who would perform the Seder has come prepared with a gift for the child who stole the AF common to ransom it back.
Okay, now here's what I'm a little bit concerned about. I saw Evie, soon as I dismissed, run straight for the thing. I think there might have been a little cheating. And also, if I recollect, I think haven't you got it every other year? I think Evie has or Eli has. Oh, I thought Eli won last year. You didn't. So you're like a grand champion. You're a champ. Either she has supernatural vision,
or you just can't hide,
or
things.
I keep hiding it in the same place behind that speaker every year. I'm not sure what it is. Well, I'll make you a deal. I will trade you this king size Snicker bar for that cracker. It's a deal. We got to come up here and give it to me. Deal. Yeah, I do. One of the things I think is a little weird about Jewish tradition is they trade the candy for what they consider the dessert. I'm like, what is going on? That doesn't make sense. We should be breaking up a Snicker bar. That's how we drive attendance up around here. All right. So it's time for us to share in the AF common, which is the dessert, the final food that's eaten at the Passover. And it said that we should allow the taste of the AF common to linger in our mouths. When Jesus and his disciples came to this place in the Seder, he once again did something completely unexpected. He took a piece of the AF common and he broke it. And then he said the traditional blessing. Let's everyone say this blessing together. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. It was then at this place that Messiah added these words. So he kind of broke from the script here. When he got to this point, he said, this is my body, which is being given for you. Do this in memory of me. In the middle of this ancient ceremony, Jesus revealed his intentions. The broken matzah that was buried and returned to complete the Seder was him. His body would be striped, pierced, and afflicted, just like the matzah. He would be the sinless bread to nourish our souls. He would die, and his blood would bring us life. He would be our Passover lamb.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, not flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to a tree. Grace flows down and covers me.
So take a piece of the broken matzah. Let us now eat this matzah, meditating on the broken body of Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And let us allow the taste to linger in our mouths. After you have eaten, let's fill our cups for the third time this morning.
Covers me, oh, covers me, oh, covers me, oh, covers me.
The third cup of the Passover is called the cup redemption, the cup of salvation. It symbolizes the blood of the Passover lamb. To the Jews, it was another reminder of the blood that was spilled, purchasing their freedom. Interestingly, it was this cup, the cup after the meal, when Jesus said to his disciples, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Before we drink this cup, let's repeat the traditional blessing that Jesus and his disciples would have said the night of the Last Supper. So let's lift up our cups and say this together. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And let us gratefully drink together the cup of redemption.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to trees. Grace flows down, covers me.
On your table, you may have noticed an extra cup, a little fancier than the ones that we're using. Every Seder, we would place an extra cup that was prepared for Elijah the prophet, known by his Hebrew name as Eliyahu Hanavi. It is traditional that at this time, one of the children would open the door to welcome Elijah to our Seder. So kids, one of you guys want to come and open the door?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, you doing it? Okay. So if you see a Jewish family at Passover with their front door open, this is what they're doing. Now, will someone at each table pour a cup of wine for Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet?
The ancient rabbis clued us into a key spiritual principle. Whatever he asks us to do, he does himself. God asks us to open our door on the night of Passover, so today he also opens the door to all humanity by announcing the coming of the Messiah to the world. To each one of us, regardless of who we are or what we have done, that door is open. The Seder celebrates this opportunity and announces this reality to the world.
So let's fill our cups together for the fourth time this morning. Lots of wine at a Passover.